Chapter 1. Isfahan Nisfe Jahan. Isfahan is half the world. Wouldn't you agree, Inspector Khattak? You've been in my city for weeks now, abandoning the urgency of Tehran for Isfahan's twilight peace, exploring its attractions, ambling along its boulevards, pausing to read in the gardens of Chaharbagh. How many times have I seen you under the plane trees, a book in your hands, occasionally lifting your head into the wind? I thought you were reading in your own language, perhaps making a study of a tour book that would tell you about the secret passages behind the Grand Mosque or the shaking minarets of Junban. But when I drew closer, I saw you had set yourself a more delicate task, taking your time to uncover the mysteries of the great Persian poets. But not Rumi for you, no. He's too often misquoted by too many would-be Sufis, and if we're honest with each other, as I hope we will always be, English translations are so utterly without grace, so empty of any meaning. I knew a man of your reputation could not be content with translations of Rumi, so I thought perhaps Sadi or Hafiz. It is Hafiz who extends the invitation, after all. I lay my wings as a bridge. Yes, Inspector Khattak, think of these letters as a bridge, between my world and yours, between my thoughts and yours, between my suffering and your unattainable freedom. If you had a taste for irony, you would conclude we are bound up together, chained. But you aren't reading Hafiz either. You've brought your own book. You travel your own closed circuit. You carry the words of our exiles, a dangerous book to carry on your person. But so many books are dangerous in Iran. So many paragraphs, treason. These letters I write to you, folly.